everybody. Welcome to This Date is Fact, episode number 5. My name is Elle.
And my name is Seth. And we're here today to talk to you about some really horrible dates.
Yay.
We've got we've got some crazy ones in the cars today. And 3 of them, I know you, oh no, more, Elle. You've got 2 as well. I've got 2 listener tales.
Yep.
And you've got 2 listener tales as well.
Yes, we've had people write into us from all over the world, actually just Australia and New Zealand, but still, that's very exciting. So thank you for people sending them in. It's great. We've enjoyed reading them very much.
I actually couldn't win the we had the write in from New Zealand. I was stoked. I was like, because I've got a few friends over from New Zealand because the company that I worked at over in London was Kiwi. So I think that's sort of where we got that one from. But I was like, I can't believe that. It's so exciting. People are actually listening to us weirdos have a chat.
Mate, international. This is the dream. Everyone who starts a podcast, it's the dream.
The dream. Oh, yeah, we're so famous.
We're practically famous. All right. Are you going to kick us off?
So famous. Yeah. You were going to die.
For a couple of days now, that I'm going to die hearing this. I'm really excited.
Yeah, because you know him.
Are you going to tell him?
Yeah. He knows. So I went on out for dinner with some old work friends. So for everyone's information, Elle and I used to work at a little bar in Mossman, and we developed like a really tight-knit crew. Okay. This is about 6 years ago. I think 6 years ago?
No.
I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes, it was
5 or 6 years ago. And we developed a really tight-knit crew, and we had a bit of a reunion dinner a few weeks ago. Elle unfortunately couldn't make it, but my friend Patan was there.
I wasn't technically invited, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, you live in Canberra, so that's better. I don't know how you would have.
I won't take it personally.
Transported yourself there. Yeah. So we were sitting down at this dinner, and I was telling people that I had this podcast, and Pat goes, "Yeah, I know. I've been listening. I've actually got a couple of stories for you. I've been wanting to tell you these for a while." So this is 2 stories that I've got from that dinner.
Oh my gosh.
One is pretty horrific, but Pat Ann's one is just so Pat Ann. I can't.
Oh my god! And for everybody who doesn't know,
it's
Pat,
filthy.
Everyone who's listening, except for Pat, he's a character in the best way. So hi, Pat, if you're listening, thanks. Thanks for the story. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
So Pat had been, what should we call her? We call her Chelsea. I don't know her name. I've forgotten her name. But Pat was dating this girl for a while. I think like it'd been a couple of weeks. And it was going really, really well. And they went out for a few drinks. And Pat loves a drink, loves to be wined and dined, loves to wine and dine. And he takes this girl out for this sort of lovely couple of cocktails. And they get so belligerently drunk.
I'm not like
surprised. So they get so drunk, and they decide to take it back to his place.
Nice.
And they're kissing and kissing and kissing, and he starts to make her way down, kissing her way down her body, down her tummy to her pants, and undoes her pants and pulls her pants down.
Oh my god.
And he pulls her underpants down, and he notices this horrific smell, and she'd shat herself.
You're kidding.
He went to go down on her, and she'd shat herself.
Oh my god. So, you say something about, I don't know, you know, general downstairs smells, and I was about to say, hey now, but that is not good. Like she, like city marks, or like she'd actually properly.
No, I asked him. I made him double. I was like, Pat, are you sure it just wasn't skid marks? Was this? He goes, no, Seth, it was fully formed. And because she was wearing a G-string and a diaphragm.
Oh my god, how drunk was she?
She must have been so wasted. But he's like, because Pat is a gentleman, and he's such a lovely guy. He's like, fuck, okay, we better get you into the shower. So he kind of helps her off.
Oh,
and he said to me, look, I got in there to help her as well, because at that point I didn't really trust her personal hygiene. and he washed her down.
He washed her
down. Rinsed her off. Yeah, because she was, like, they were both wasted. So he was really nice. He, like, helped clean her up and everything and then took her back to bed and they got up the next day. And I don't know if she – I don't know if she just didn't know or she'd forgotten what had happened because she was – they were both, like, so drunk. But she put her shitty pants back on and left.
No, she, as if she didn't notice the pants were shitty.
Full of shit?
If I were Pat, I probably would
have put her – Look, she might have been really embarrassed.
Oh dear God. She just wanted to get out of there. I'm assuming they haven't made contact since. Because that's not
No, I think he dated her for a bit after that.
Did he? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of a happy ending. I'd actually quite enjoy that.
I then
ended that way. There'll be some horrific thing that goes wrong. And then at the end the sentence is, and we dated a few more times after that. It's really nice. We're all human. I like it.
Show some forgiving sides, doesn't it?
Well, but, Pat, you're a gent.
Yeah, but still, like, you would smell yourself.
No, don't.
Surely.
But look, if you're wasted enough to not actually notice that it's come out, I don't think you're going to be using your other senses.
No, the next morning.
Oh,
That you'd shat your pants.
I don't know. I've had a couple of – well, no, I don't want to actually make sure I've had anything like that. I was going to say I've had a couple of nights where you forget things. Now it makes it sound like I've shat myself. I haven't. But there are nights where you forget certain parts of it, so I imagine she could have blacked that bit out.
Look, to be fair, if that happened to me, I'd want to black that out, like completely. I would not want any memory of that.
Oh, well. Well done.
All right.
Expected, I have to say. Probably was for Pat too.
All right, what do you have for me?
Okay, so I'm telling the story from our New Zealand listener. I hope you're listening, Arthur, because you're about to become famous.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, so Arthur sent us a very long, detailed story about what happened to him. It was wonderful. It took us on a journey. I'm going to keep it a bit snappier though. So, Arthur matched with a girl, as most excellent stories on this podcast begin. He matched with a girl on Bumble. Her name was Sarah. Not her real name, don't worry. So she didn't have anything written in her bio, but she was really cute. They matched. They had fun. They were chatting, had a lot in common. And after a couple of days of chatting, they decided to catch up for a drink. So the story goes. So they arranged to meet at a bar. And at this point, it's all pretty stock standard. And he hadn't been out with many people off Bumble before, so he was pretty pumped up. So he gets to the bar a bit early, sends her a message just to let her know where he is. And a few minutes later, he sees her walking in, and she's absolutely gorgeous, tall, long auburn hair, just stunning. Walks in, and he notices that there's a person behind her. It's some big muscly dude, but doesn't take much notice of it until she gets a bit closer, and he notices that they're holding hands. So they come over. He's obviously looking quite perplexed. She comes up and gives him a big hug, a compliment, you know, oh, you're just as cute as you were in the pictures, and introduces the big muscular guy behind her as Mark. So they're shaking hands, and Arthur's going, shit, what's going on here? Should I run away? I feel quite intimidated, as you would. This is not what you bargained for. But then he's a little bit intrigued, and they're both being quite nice, so he decides to stay. So after a bit of small talk, Arthur builds up the courage to ask them what on earth is going on. This wasn't, you know, what the plan was. I thought it was just you and me meeting up, Sarah. Ha, ha, ha. And Sarah, you know, very confidently, no shame, tells him that Mark's her husband and they're in a loving, committed relationship, but they like to play with other people from time to time. They're a little bit modern, shall we? So she said normally they'd just go off and do their own thing. Like they had an open relationship. They would go and do their stuff and come back, whatever works for you. But this time they wanted to live out a fantasy that they both have where they recruit a guy and Sarah has sex with him and Mark gets to watch and if he's allowed to film. So Arthur's like, thinks that they're completely taking the piss. It's got to be a joke. He's like, there's got to be hidden cameras somewhere or something. This is absolutely ridiculous because they both seem so normal and yet they're talking about this crazy stuff as though it's nothing. And at first they were sort of laughing, saying, you know, it'll be fun. What a great way for you to explore your sexuality and your boundaries with people who are experienced and nice and blah, 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 trying to sell it to him clearly. And then Arthur finally realizes they're not kidding and just flat out refuses. He's like, I'm not doing anything like that. Sorry, but that's definitely not what I signed up for going on Bumble. And Mark starts to get aggressive. So he's pushing him to give a reason, like getting offended, you know, saying, what's wrong with you? Look how hot she is. Why wouldn't you want to? And then Arthur thinks he can lighten the mood with a little joke and ask them how I could be sure that they weren't going to trick me into having sex with Mark. Like, is that what you're trying to do? Ha ha. And Mark didn't like that. So he's like about to lose it. And then Sarah calms him down and Arthur's like, right, I'm out of here. I've got to leave. And as he gets up, he hears Mark mutter, you're a fucking idiot. Look at her. But Arthur's like, I'm not even going to turn around. I'm just getting out of here. So he doesn't feel safe until he gets outside, runs to his car and imagines that he's probably going to get some sort of abusive follow-up messages, but he doesn't. So he leaves it and he never had to talk to them again. Thank goodness, because they didn't follow it up. But can you imagine? What would you do? Apple rocked up.
It's like, do you know what I don't know what I do, because I know that like if you go on like Bumble or like Tinder and you've got like say you're a bisexual person, for example, or you swing both ways, you've got the option to go and have a look at like dating girls, and a lot of it is couples asking for threesomes. There's not like a section for it on these dating apps, but if you go and like say you're looking for couples, if you go onto like a girls section, my friend showed me her page before, it's a lot of like couples asking for threesomes and looking for an open person. Yeah. But what is sort of, I've done a little bit of research on what happened with sort of Arthur's story, and the reason why some men like watching someone else sleep with their partner, it's called like cuckolding. So it's like a form of like humiliation. It's so intense, but like for someone to get angry at you for saying no, that you like he was not prepared for this situation, number one. Like he was not told in advance. She sprung that on him. It's funny like now, but like and Arthur's like a good looking dude. But, like, I had a little stalk of his Insta. But, like, it's just, like, you can't spring that on someone. Actually can't spring that on someone.
It's never okay to get angry with someone. Like, let's say Arthur did know what he was getting into and then decided to back out. Like, still not okay to get mad with him. But, you know, you might have slightly more reason to be a bit annoyed that you went all that way to you know, not see it through. But they completely... Mm. Sprung it on him. It was never part of the deal, and they were just on a relatively normal dating platform, Bumble, which I think is actually more sort of looking for relationships than Tinder would be. Would you say?
Yeah. So apparently nowadays, Tinder is just like the dirty hookup app.
Uh-huh.
Bumble and Hinge are more like the relationship finding apps. Yeah. But look, you're always going to find weirdos on every single.
Oh, always.
Every single app that you date, yeah. There's always going to be someone who takes too far.
There was some guy from Bondi who had been abusing women who were turning him down in, like, dating apps and, like, sending them horrible, vile messages. Well, some girl, like, actually fully called him out. And I don't know if she got the police involved, but something ended up happening. And then his workplace fired him, and now he's, like, you know, playing the poor me card, and he's come out and said his piece. I didn't actually read what he read because I don't really care, but...
Mm.
Yeah, it's nice to see that some guys are getting their comeuppance, because on Tinder, people
kind
of get away with whatever they want, and then if they decide to unmatch with you, all the conversation disappears, and so they can't be held accountable.
Yeah, well, no, Tinder will record those that information. I was going to bring this story up because after we talked about on Friday's episode, when you end a relationship with someone, no matter how long it is, there's no right for you to harass or abuse.
Yeah.
That person that you've ended it with or who said no. And I read this story. I was quite interested in this story with this guy. I think his name was, I can't remember his name, but he was calling this girl a fat pig, saying that she was ugly, saying these, she screenshotted all these messages, and he was sending voice messages as well.
I think this is the same guy.
That's what I'm telling. Yeah. This is the same story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he was just, it's, just like disgusting. And I'm so glad that some people are really now like taking more notice of it. And the CEO of the company called him into his office. He'd actually only been there for 6 weeks. So he'd just started the company at that role. CEO released this amazing statement, which I thought was quite empowering, saying this is not a reflection of the company's policies. As soon as we saw what had been going on, he was fired immediately. I hope everyone can take time to heal from this. My post on the Instagram actually, because it was really, from the company's perspective, like it was really, really well handled.
Yeah.
And like, this guy's a piece of shit. Like, he really was. You don't ever, like, just the voice messages were horrific. And I think Clementine Ford got involved in it as well. I don't know if you remember her.
Yeah.
She was harassed online by a group of schoolboys several years ago, and she wrote this huge feminist piece about it. But she posted her opinion on this story too. So, yeah, just guys, if you are going to harass someone online, like number one, don't do it. But number two, people these days will probably screenshot you. Mm. And good on them, because yeah, you do not have the right to harass anyone.
Absolutely.
It's disgusting behavior.
It shouldn't be taken lightly. It is abuse, even if you don't know them. Even if, yes, you can block them, or, you know, you're not going to see them again, whatever, it's still abusive and it's not okay. I'm really glad. I didn't know that the CEO came out and did a big comment on it. I'm glad he did that, because so often companies just sort of sit on the fence. They say, you know, we'll take this into consideration and we'll do what needs to be done, but they never take a stance for or against anything. They try and keep everybody happy. So the fact that he really went out, the CEO went out of his way to make a comment, that's really good.
Yeah, I was impressed by it. I think in 2020 there's no place for violence against man or woman.
Yep, even online.
But yeah, not cool. Right, I have, good job on Arthur's story, by the way. Loved it. Fresh.
I love it too.
They're fresh.
Thanks, Arthur.
This is the second story from the dinner that night. This is quite intense. Like,
oh
yeah, it was shocking. So it's one of Pat's friends. His name's Mickey. I was just speaking to him earlier this afternoon, actually. He's really, really, like, seems like a really decent guy. But what happened to him, like, just a trigger warning, is pretty horrible. He was on Tinder and he matched with this beautiful girl called Candace. She was Macedonian, Australian, just absolutely stunning. And they were talking for 2 weeks before they finally arranged to go out for dinner. And he takes her to Baia for like a lovely meal at a restaurant, and afterwards Pontoon Bar. This is all in Darling Harbour. And they're having a really, really nice time. He'd had a couple of drinks and a couple of shots, and he doesn't really remember much else from that. He remembers organising to go back to her place for some more drinks. He remembers vaguely a bit of a dance floor, but then nothing. He wakes up the next morning in his own house with no recollection of how he got there. He was completely naked. He had nothing on but his socks. He was in a world of pain. So he was vomiting, vertigo. He noticed that he'd urinated the bed and there were traces of blood in his urine. Really weak, incredibly shaky. He had to go and get his roommate to take him to hospital, where he was kept there for a couple of weeks. They did some tests and it turned out that he had been like overly drugged with GHB.
Oh my God.
And his organs were shutting down. Like, he was not well. And he spoke, so the police were notified, everyone was notified. And he went home after speaking to the police and said, look, just check if everything's still there, if anything's missing. And he went home, had a look in his room and noticed that his passport, some like personal items and his birth certificate were missing. She'd gone and pretty much date raped. She never kissed or did anything to him at all, but they had no sexual contact. But it turned out that she drugged him or overdosed him with GHB and then robbed him. And pretty much, like, if she had given too much and he hadn't been able to crawl out, like, he could have died. So it's like, they're pretty serious, but the police were notified, but they could never find her. the morning when he woke up and he was in hospital, he looked on the Tinder profile, but that had already been deleted. So she, like, I just asked him, was like, was this, like, do you think it was just her doing it, or was this organized crime? Like, you don't know who you're meeting, and it's just so terrifying.
Yeah.
And he goes, I just, like, hope that it doesn't happen to anyone else. But I think she's probably doing it to more people.
Yeah. And I think some guys would probably be too, feeling sort of too emasculated to go and say anything to the police potentially, because that's a pretty, you know, meeting up with a girl and then waking up and having no recollection. Some guys could potentially feel pretty, you know, obviously you're feeling shit anyway, but they could feel emasculated and like it's not, you know, manly for them to go and say something to police or go and say something to people.
Yeah. That it's so surprising. It's like the statistically,
yeah,
2 out of 3 sexual assaults aren't reported.
Yeah.
Which is a horrifically horrible, like horribly high number.
Yeah.
But there's so much concern with also men who don't report when they've been sexually assaulted just because of how they think they're going to be perceived, which is just so sad. So, like, good on you, Mickey, for coming forward. I said this to him earlier this afternoon. So sorry it's happened to you.
Yeah. That's so
horrible. But, like, it's a... Yeah, it's a crazy story, isn't it?
I'm glad he's okay. So he didn't have any long-lasting health repercussions from that. I mean, that's very serious to have all your organs basically shutting down from an overdose for, and be in hospital for a number of weeks.
Yeah, he's fine now, but it's still just, yeah, it's just crazy, isn't it, the poor guy? I feel bad for him. But he seems fine now. Yeah, he's like, yeah, share my story, go on, all for it.
Good on him. Sharing is caring.
What do you have for me?
Okay. Are you ready? Nancy is back.
I'm ready. Oh, my God.
Okay. Send us a message. We love Nancy. If you've listened to our podcast before, you know that Nancy probably 90% of the good stories. So thanks, Nancy. Shout out to you. Okay. So she said, it was my very first Hinge date after my divorce and I met this doctor for coffee. Nice. We ended up seeing each other a few times, maybe 4 times, but he implied that I had a drinking problem and he doesn't drink at all. So probably a little bit of a misalignment there, Nance. So that was that. We hadn't spoken to each other for a few months. So a few months later, I was on another Tinder date and we ended up having sex on the couch. And when we changed positions, I fell off the couch and landed on my wine glass. It stabbed me in the ass and I was literally spurting out blood, like lost a liter of blood. It's actually quite bad. So she's in a huddle on the floor and she's like, I end up going to hospital, as you'd have to, and she's waiting in the emergency department and she says she's having to sleep lying on her stomach, waiting around on a bed with her bare ass on show for the whole, you know, trauma ward to see, emergency room to see. The glass was stuck pretty deep, so they said the surgeon would have to come and assess me before going into surgery. And then in comes my very first Hinge date, the doctor. So I ended up in surgery for 2 hours to get it out. He definitely thought I was an alcoholic after that, turning up with a wine glass in my ass. So thank you, Nancy, and I hope your bum's okay.
Jesus Christ. I did not know that full story.
Yeah.
I did not know that full – but imagine, like, being – oh, my God. You know what I told – like, I used to see this guy, he's yuck, like a few years ago, like years and years and years ago. And when I went, he was a nurse. And when I went to get tested for coronavirus, the nurse called out this guy's name. And I was like, I was sick. I was looking like shit. And I was just like, oh my God, it's not the person that I know. He used to work here. It's not that person who's going to test me. It's not the same guy. I was terrifying. Can you, like, I just could not imagine having my butt on display and someone, the surgeon who I went on a date with, coming to pull that. Like, what are the chances?
Being in such a vulnerable position. I mean, it's almost like the start of a rom-com, to be honest. It's kind of a meet cute, like from a rom-com. Could have been cute, but not cute. And I hope you're okay, Nancy.
You're that's talking.
Horrible. Imagine that, you're having sex and you fall off the couch and a whole wine glass sticks in your, not like in her bum, sorry, like it cut her bum cheek. It didn't go in her.
Yeah.
Did go in her, but not in
that is rough. Oh, man, love you.
You have some excellent stories. I think you should write a memoir. Maybe we should have Nancy on as a guest speaker.
No, nah, she wouldn't like that.
Okay. Well, Nancy, we'll keep telling your stories.
You are a legend. So my final story happened in America. I don't know if it's like an old wives' tale. You know, one of those creepy pastas that people tell on Reddit or WhatsApp, and I just thought it was so good.
Yeah.
This girl is out in a club for her friend's birthday. They're having a dance around, drinking, really enjoying the night. And
sorry,
it just reminded me
that we haven't been out on a dance floor having fun in a while. Hashtag
code. No, I'm a terrible dancer, so people don't mind that I'm not dancing.
You're fun. Remember that time we nearly got in a dance floor?
That was our first night out together. And that girl, she was trying to get us to kiss her brother, and we all had boyfriends, and we said no, we kept pushing him off us. And then she's like, why don't you want to get with my brother? Because he's a grub and you're a grub. And then she wanted to fight us.
Yeah, and then she wanted to fight us because she was full defensive of her brother. It was very bizarre. But I think that's when our long-lasting lifetime friendship probably began. Because we were fully
good. I arced up, but we're about 5'5". We're not like big girls. We're small, petite little things. I don't know what harm we could have done.
Oh well, it was the moral. It was for the moral. What's the name? It was the. What's the word?
It's been a long week. It's only Monday.
It was for the standard. It was for the moral. It was for the. It was the, I'll come back to it. Principal!
Okay, I'll let you do that. Principal! Okay, the principal of it.
Nice. That bit out. Carry on. I interrupted your story. So the girls are having a good DF.
They're having like a lovely time on the dance floor. And this one girl sees this really good looking guy across the floor, and they start flirting and they start kissing and making out. And he says, why didn't you come back to my place? And she turns around to her friends and she goes, should I do it? And they go, no, just stay. You're here for someone's birthday. Just exchange numbers. If you guys are really still feeling it tomorrow, you can message and organize to catch up.
Yeah, that's
right. So she stays. Yeah. Mm. Over the next couple of days, she starts to develop this rash around her mouth, all over her skin. And she goes to the doctors and they do some tests. And they're trying to figure out what it is, and they couldn't. So they send her to a dermatologist, and he takes some samples of the rash because it's still not going away. And he gives her a call back after a couple of days. He says, can you please come in? She goes, okay, is it serious? He goes, yes, you just need to come into the office. And so she goes into the office, and he sits her down, and he says, you can only look, you've got some parasites or bacteria that's formed on your face. And you can only get that from being in contact with dead bodies.
Shut up.
And this girl's like, what are you talking about? He goes, look, yeah, we're going to, like, we're potentially going to have to get the police involved here. Like, who have you been kissing? Where do you work? Have you been in contact with dead animals or dead bodies? And she still has this guy's number, and they had been chatting. And so they give him this number, the guy's number, to go and follow up with it, and goes to the police. And it turned out he worked in a morgue, and he had been having sexual, he was necrophile, and he'd been doing things with the dead bodies in the morgue.
Ew.
Can you imagine being that poor girl with the dead people bacteria on your face?
Thank God she didn't go home with him. So he definitely had intercourse with dead bodies, or did he just kiss them? Not that just kissing them is just kissing them, but did they confirm it?
I don't know. Look, I don't know if it's a creepy pasta, but I heard this story and I was just like
that's done me.
That's done you? Not someone shitting in their G-string and
no, that's it.
New low. Don't do a new low.
That's just,
oh God.
I really hope that that's just an old wives' tale. I hope it's just an urban legend. Oh God, girl, if you're out there and you're listening, tell us your story. Tell us if that was
so sorry for you.
Horrific. Well, thank you for that. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Do you have any other stories today?
No, that's me for stories. I think we've hit our half hour mark. We should let the people be until next time. No,
they don't want to hear us, our horrible voices anymore.
Forever, Seth.
Oh, you too.
Actually, on that note, everybody should go and check out Seth's Instagram because she's a wonderful singer, and every now and again she treats us to a little bathroom performance that she does in her gym jams with her guitar, and it's really good. So go and follow Seth and you might get a little surprise performance.
Jeez Louise, thank you very much. I don't know about that. Do you have anything that you want to add on today's podcast before we sign off?
No. After
I've got nothing.
If you want to read them out, you know, Arthur can tell you firsthand that we will read your stories and we will tell your stories. So either message us on Instagram, you can follow us at thisdateisfect, or send through an email at thisdateisfect@gmail.com. We're here, we're listening, we love it.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Keep your comments coming. We love the feedback too. And again, just as Elle said, if you've got stories, send them in. Like, we really love hearing from you.
We do. Lockdown is hard.
Oh, God. All right. Bye, guys. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.